I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two. A current question is which workers are entitled to union representation? Who really gets counted as a worker, and who decides wages, hours, and conditions? These were the questions that divided the campus of Yale University. On this day in labor history, the year was 1992. The Graduate Employee Student Organization on campus began a three-day strike. They were supported by Locals 34 and 35, part of the Hotel and Restaurant Employees International Union, who represented the clerical workers, service staff, and technical and maintenance workers at Yale University, as well as the dietary workers at Yale New Haven Hospital. These workers stood in solidarity with the graduate employees and walked out in a show of support. They recognized the important work the graduate employees did for the university, including teaching classes and grading papers. Yet, Yale administrators argued the graduate employees' primary role was that of the student, and they were therefore not entitled to union representation. The year before, the graduate students had held a one-day strike, but did not gain union recognition. As a result of the 1992 strike, some graduate students received improved funding. They also received inclusion on the Yale Executive Committee, an administrative body. Yet, they were again denied the right to be in a union. Another strike 3 years later had the same result. Today, there are 31 recognized graduate student unions in the United States. There are 18 that remain unrecognized. One of these is at Yale University. Today, universities more and more seek to cut costs by having graduate students and adjuncts teach courses. These workers are paid far less than tenured professors, and they are increasingly turning to the idea of unionization. The question remains, will they be recognized as real workers, and will they have a say in their wages, hours, and conditions? Labor History in Two, brought to you by the Illinois Labor History Society and The Rick Smith Show.